Good morning. It's December 10th, 2023. This is the podcast Living Embodied Faith, and I'm Caroline Vogel. This morning's podcast is about patience. Patience in waiting for what's to come. First, I want to remind you that you can go on Insight Timer and meditate with me and people from literally all over the world 5 times a week. You can find me, or us really, I should say, on Insight Timer Sunday mornings at 8:30 Eastern for Breathing with the Spirit. Then Monday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, Heart Meditation. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern, it's a heart meditation, and every week I ask the group what they want to focus on. So this coming week, it's going to be a heart meditation grounding in peace. So I hope you'll be able to join us. You can find more information at my website, carolinevogel.com. The homepage has all current information about Insight Timer and an easy way to jump on and, again, join live to meditate with people from all over the world. I also want to make you mindful of an opportunity starting in January, Thursday evenings, either in person or online. You can join local therapist Lynn Smith and I for Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR, started years ago by Jon Kabat-Zinn up in Massachusetts. It's an opportunity to learn about mindfulness and even more so to practice mindfulness. The course, the 8-week course, has shown to improve sleep, decrease anxiety, decrease depression, and decrease chronic pain. So if you're interested, go to my website to learn more, carolinevogel.com/MBSR, and you can always email me at carolinevogel.com, or excuse me, carolinevogel@gmail.com if you want to email me. So the podcast, December 10th, here we are, moving our way through this hectic month of December. For those who follow the Christian calendar, it is the season of Advent, the season in which we are waiting to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate God being made manifest in this world. And so I'd like for us to think a bit about what it takes to wait. Waiting is one of the hardest things we do in our human lives because it is full of the unknown. We never know for sure what's to come and therefore what we're waiting for. We might think it's going to be one way, but we know life to be so uncertain. So we wait. And there comes with waiting a need for patience. So I'll come back to this idea of patience throughout this podcast. I want to start by saying patience for me, for so many of us, is not easy. And one of the spiritual practices that has helped me tremendously in growing my capacity for patience is mindfulness and meditation. When I find myself getting agitated and restless and even angry and things not working out as quickly as I had hoped or moving as swiftly, I find that it's very difficult to practice patience. And so over time, I've taken the wisdom from the Buddhist of learning to center myself in the present moment, to come back to this moment by returning my mind to my body and to my breath, to feelings and sensations in my body. And I just allow myself to be with the agitation just as it is, to be with the restlessness and anger and frustration just as it is. And lo and behold, it does pass. Every single darn time, it will pass and I can return to a sense of patience. Slowing my breathing down also is helpful in practicing patience. When we slow our breathing down, we turn on the parasympathetic nervous system, which tells us it's okay to relax. It's okay to rest. And in a restful, peaceful place, we're actually able to access more creativity, more spontaneity, more love for ourselves and other people. And we ground in a beautiful way of coming home to the present moment and to ourselves. So, why in the world do we get so agitated about waiting? I think ultimately it's because we start to wait from a place of fear. We fear the unknown. We assume it's going to be bad. And we have this negativity bias in our human brains. And that can always have us flirting with the idea, the expectation of disaster. So waiting has a tendency to lean towards and pull from the negativity bias in our brains. The Advent readings for today include one of my favorite passages from Isaiah, when it talks about a voice crying out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, and the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So in today's gospel reading from Mark, they repeat this portion of Isaiah. "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And then it goes on to talk about how John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, and he was proclaiming the baptism of repentance, and people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were coming out to him, and they were baptized by him in the River Jordan. They were confessing all the ways they had drifted from God. And then I love how they describe John. He was clothed with camel hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. So you get this sense this is a very wild, probably unprecedented, unexpected manifestation of Isaiah. All those years ago, Isaiah had prophesied to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his path straight. And then here we have all these years later, John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness, being wild, maybe even looking a little crazy. And people were coming far and wide, because my guess is they not only heard the truth in his words, "I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." They probably heard a bass note resonate in their soul when they heard those words, a deep knowing in their own being that was already there, that one would come who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. And my guess is they watched the embodiment of John the Baptist. There was something about the tone in his voice, the way he carried himself, the way he was probably relentlessly true to how God made him, eating locust honey and the clothes that he wore. Something told everyone, he's not only different, he's authentically different. This is someone who's not afraid to be exactly who God created him to be. This is someone who was not afraid to lift his voice and share the message that God has given him, not afraid to do the things that God has given him to do. And so as the world waited for the manifestation of Jesus, of God being made manifest in this world, God sent, just like Isaiah prophesied, someone who would say, hey, it's time. Wake up. Wake up. It is time. How kind and gracious to send a messenger to wake everyone up. And how amazing that all of these people did wake up. The gospel said far and wide, all of Jerusalem was coming out to listen. They were coming out to wake up collectively. I think this season of Advent offers us so many invitations. And one invitation I'd like to put forward today is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting to be made manifest in your life? And are you waiting in a way that trusts that what you're waiting for, though your brain, the negativity bias of your brain may be fearful, that ultimately you trust deep in your being that whatever is to come, whatever form of what you're waiting for to be made manifest, that it is good. That it is good. John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan River. And we know from reading the Gospels that what he says is to come true, that he baptized with water and the one to come was to baptize with the Holy Spirit. And we know, and we'll read it again further along in the liturgical year about Jesus' baptism. It usually comes around February. In this holy moment of Jesus' baptism, where it is God's voice from heaven, it is the movement of God through the Holy Spirit that comes and rests upon Jesus like a dove, and you have Jesus himself in the water, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in one magnificent holy moment. And the reality is that all of our baptisms, all of our lives are this dance between a benevolent, loving God who is sending forth the Holy Spirit to rest upon us to bring goodness and joy and laughter and love. When we baptize people in the Episcopal Church, we say this prayer after we baptize. And it says, Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, see that yoking of baptism by John, baptism by Jesus with the Holy Spirit. We thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of all the ways they might drift from you, and have raised them to the new life of grace. And then the next part of the prayer is basically outlining what the new life of grace will look like. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. It is how we are sustained in the Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. The gift of joy and wonder in all your works. You see, always what we're waiting for, always the anticipation, is ultimately good. Because God is alive and well in all works of our lives. Can we see not only our current lives, but everything and anything that we're waiting for is ultimately going to be full of joy and wonder because it is of God? What if we woke up every day with a joyful anticipation of being able to take in the joy and wonder of what God is bringing, making manifest in our lives this day and each day to come? And I get it, so many of us wait. We're waiting. We're waiting for certain things to resolve with goodness and love and kindness and wholeness. We're waiting, and sometimes we get agitated and we become fearful about whether what we're waiting for will ever actually come. And it plays upon our ability to stay grounded and to trust that whatever it is, ultimately, what we're waiting for is good. That it will bring us wonder. And boy, does it require patience. Patience in that waiting. Patience that what is going to be made manifest is good, that it will be full of joy and wonder. So I want to invite you. I want to invite you in this next week of Advent to walk through these days, being mindful, being curious about what you're waiting for. Sometimes we don't even realize we're waiting until something sparks, or something that feels like doesn't make manifest, and we go, oh, I didn't realize I was waiting for that. Sometimes something amazing happens, and you go, wow, this is what I've been waiting for. So be curious. What are you waiting for? And are you waiting with patience? What is the nature of your patience? Are you waiting with a sense of equanimity and peace, knowing that it will come and it will be good and it will be full of joy and wonder? Are you waiting with your negativity bias in your brain running amok? Are you waiting with fear and trepidation? Are you waiting with God? Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will both open our hearts in the waiting to trust that we are waiting on you, and whatever we are waiting for to be made manifest in our lives will be done so in a way that will fill us with joy and wonder. Restore us to a deep belief in your grace in this world. I pray that you are sending your advocate, the Holy Spirit, to go before us and to bless the timing and the form of you being made manifest in our lives. I thank you for the hope that you give us, even when we wait in the darkness, for your light to become evident and palpable. Amen. next week. I hope that you'll join me for the next Sunday in Advent. We'll talk about embodiment. I want to go ahead and give you a sneak peek that in January, I'll be doing meditations 21 days in a row at 7 a.m. Eastern. So starting on New Year's Day and moving for the first 21 days of the new calendar year. For Christians, they've already started the new year in the season of Advent. But so many people, we start the new year January 1st. So January 1st for 21 days, 7 a.m. Eastern, I want to invite you to grounding your new year in peace. Grounding your new year in peace. So consider joining me, and again, so many people from around the world, to start the new year with intention so that there may be a ripple effect into your entire year. Lots of good research has shown that if you do something for 21 days, you've made a new habit. So for all of you who have wanted to give meditation a whirl, wanted to create a new habit of calming your mind at the beginning of the day, or those of you who have wanted to create a new discipline, a new spiritual practice, the new year is a perfect time to try that on and do so in community, where you can be supported and guided along the way. I'll have more information about that 21-day challenge on my website, carolinevogel.com. Look forward to seeing you soon together on Insight Timer, and again back here on the podcast next Sunday. Take really good care of yourselves and allow those blessings to flow in you, and may you share those blessings with all those you encounter as you move through these hectic days of December.